What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's take another phone call now. Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I appreciate you have tech savvy. And I understand, if I understand correctly, the first thing you want to do with a website is do the DNS, where you basically you buy from the people who set up all the search engines and such, where you have like an IP address that associates to, you know, it's like here's your URL and it associates to an IP address. Is that, am I mangling this or? Is that roughly
no, you've got a pretty good handle on the situation. What you do is you go out to a company that is a domain name registrar, and you register the domain to make sure there's no duplication. And then somewhere in that same domain registrar, there's a place to basically put what are called your MX records and your A records that point that name, that link that name to the IP address, and that's how you get it all set up.
Now, if I understand correctly, say if I wanted to be We Are Change Cartersville, that's my town I live in. There's no other We Are Change Cartersville that I can see on the We Are Change main site. So if I wanted to have We Are Change Cartersville and say, do you love Jesus? Do you love truth? Whatever. And assigned to the same thing, to the same address, then that shouldn't be a problem, should it?
Not if your server is configured. Server is configured for virtual domains, which is where you have one server with one IP serving multiple websites. And what that server will do is it gets both the IP and the URL, the actual website name, in the same packet. And it says, okay, I have to shift this packet over to this particular directory.
Okay. Because I know that it's like in some cases, say you have we are whatever. You have some basic to the left of the dot, and then you have either .com, .org, and it's common practice to say, I want to have both .com and .org so that if people hit and mistake what the extension is to the right of the dot, that they're still going to get to the same website. Is that
Yeah, that's true, but you're probably going to have to do some configuration in what's called the .ht access file as well so that people coming on in there will see the pages correctly. If I think you need to get somebody who's a consultant, or you need to go to one of these companies that does it all for you, like GoDaddy. Because GoDaddy, you basically go in, they do everything. The DNS registration, the URL, the configuration of the server, and everything. And their website's a little unintuitive, but I set up a website for a friend of mine for an organization regarding Japanese culture, and they went through GoDaddy.
Oh, okay. So is GoDaddy fairly affordable, as well as, you know, they're not there to sell a bunch of advertisement of their own stuff then, right?
Well, it's been about 2 years since I dealt with them, and I don't remember exactly how much it was. It isn't all that expensive, and if you're not expecting your website to see a lot of traffic, the price goes down. Obviously, if you're drawing a huge amount of traffic, you're going to need a bigger server, and you'll be charged accordingly.
Oh, okay. So, like I say, right now, I just hope you guys are still around when I get my inheritance. Well, I'll actually be able to make a significant financial contribution, because right now, in the meantime, I'm just trying to, cover my bills until I get another job. You know, so, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to do things appropriately. And like I said, I have asked them that they apparently that We Are Change. They have this procedure where instead of going through a really long drawn out procedure, they have this online school where for less than $100, you get the whole training that you need to be, get press credentials and, you know, all like that. I'm like, okay, once I have the money, that sounds great. But in the meantime, I'm just trying to cover my bill. And you can relate to that, too. So
yeah, I can relate to that. I can definitely relate to that.
Because right now, I look at all this corruption going on, and here's these people that are, and I try to explain to people, no, I don't have a problem with Jews. I have a problem with these criminals that think they're above the law because they control the issuance of our fraudulent monetary system. So, no, it's this very tiny minority of some really... Now, wasn't I hear Rothschild, Rockefeller, this guy is 101, he just died a couple days ago?
I must have missed that one. But, 101, he's had a good life, very comfortable life.
Well, but the thing is, the thing I pity these people is they have all this wealth to make them more comfortable in their misery because they're very, from what I can gather, and I don't really know this in terms of having any firsthand information, but basically they have a very, they're basically downright miserable in their own where they are because they have all this carnal wealth, but they're spiritually bankrupt. Can you appreciate that?
That's one way to describe it. The other part of it is that they are so wealthy, there are no challenges in their life. And a life without challenge is pretty darn empty. Now I'm not going to say I feel sorry for the Rothschilds or any of these other super wealthy people. Some super wealthy people find challenges for themselves, Paul Allen has been doing. Or James Cameron. I'm a huge admirer of James Cameron, not just for his movies, but for what he's doing with his money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that there are people that are so into the material thing that what really matters is kind of lost to them, and I pity them that because when I say that, I'm not saying I approve of what they're doing with their carnal wealth or the unscrupulous and dishonest.
What's that beeping I'm hearing? What's that beeping? There's beeping on the line.
I just cranked up my car just a minute ago. So anyway, GoDaddy's a good site to get started. And there's no problem. If I wanted to transition my website, people caught on and it really got somewhere, I can migrate my web service from one provider to another if I got big enough, right?
You can definitely do that, but just make sure that you have a local copy of your actual web page code, the HTML, the PHP. Yep. It sounds to me like you're doing a static site, so that should be very easy. Anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates, and we're going to pick up another phone call. Kathleen in Paris, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. On my mind is the government and why do we need it. And I want to talk about Acapulco or Anarchapulco. A few days ago, maybe a week or 10 days ago, another caller spoke about the dollar vigilante.
And
the dollar vigilante is Jeff Berwick, and he has each year in Acapulco a convention of anarchists, if you will. And so they made this play on the name of Acapulco and anarchist, and they call the convention Anarchapulco. And last year, it's been growing each year, doubling and tripling, and so it seems to be very popular. In fact, I went, not this last February, but the year before, I went. And I was regretting that I didn't go this year, Anarchapulco 2018, because the keynote speaker was Ron Paul.
Yes.
And a surprise guest that showed up was Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, that's a nice lineup there. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get down there.
Yeah, me too. And so this guy, he's what he describes himself as an anarcho-capitalist. So even though he doesn't believe in government, he believes in capitalism.
Well, let's back off here a little bit. I don't call myself an anarchist. There has to be some kind of way of organizing our society, government's real purpose is to organize for the community what the community needs but cannot organize for themselves. That's its proper place and its proper role. And that is certainly the way it was set up by the founding fathers. Unfortunately, I forget who said it, but somebody once said that government is like a fire. It can be a useful tool or just this fearsome disaster. And unfortunately, over time, corrupt people, sociopaths, want that power in government. Not to do the job of taking care of the community, but to just make themselves look better, to make more money. Certainly, we can see our federal government is not taking very good care of our community at all. So I would modify that statement to say, why do we need bad government? We do need some kind of a government. It has to be limited. It has to be under the control of the people.
Good
government is a good thing.
What is it that we can't do for ourselves?
Build a dam. Build a highway.
Is that right? I don't believe that.
Yeah. Well,
no,
how would you organize building it? How would you organize building a dam?
You don't think people can build a dam without government?
I think it would be extraordinarily difficult and highly risky. I mean, how do you collect together the resources?
Well, if we let the government collect together the resources, they skim off about half of it.
Well, in some cases, yeah, and sometimes they make mistakes. But there has to be some kind of a framework to hold society together. I'm not comfortable with the idea of a truly anarchist environment where there's no government and no law. Because that would descend, I think, pretty quickly into savagery.
Well, that doesn't mean that people can't organize things and decide things and have build a road, for example, and even have private police.
When you're talking about an interstate highway system like Eisenhower did. Which we're all still using today. Listen, Kathleen, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this issue. I think that some amount of government is necessary to hold society together, but our government has gone rogue. It's gone corrupt.
We need much less of it. But we need much, much less of it, and we need to understand that the government is really quite like the mafia, except bigger.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Today's federal government is acting more like a crime gang than a real government and servant of the people. But the model that Thomas Jefferson put together, it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And the failure was that the American people didn't hold government to that Constitution and Bill of Rights over the years. And we just watched our TVs and listened to our radios and went to our sporting events while the election system got compromised. And we've reached this point where we are now completely disenfranchised from our own government, and that should not be. Anyway, Kathleen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to take one more phone call from Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
From our own government, and that should not be.
Mike, are you there? I hear my own voice in the background.
Oh,
Mike,
am I here?
Yes, you're here.
Hello? Okay, that was an interesting phone call. I always thought myself that government was, you know, more responsible for the laws and to protect us against big massive, you know, corporations, and to protect our borders in more ways than one, not just to protect them from an enemy outside, but to protect us from indigenous people who are not here for our best interest, but to, you know, take advantage of you know, our tax money. And I think you know what I'm talking about. namely illegal immigration. Now, Nancy Pelosi encourages people and has a big following of people that just want, you know, to benefit from the country, but set up their own language and their own beliefs and their own ideals. And, you know, so anyway, the reason I called, I know you agree with me probably on that. Government has screwed up, you know, protecting our borders in those ways. But I'd like to talk a little bit about tariffs. And I don't understand trade that well, but I would say it's a tax. And I guess the government is going to receive the proceeds from that, from those goods.
Yes. A tariff is a kind of tax.
Okay, well then, yeah, wow. We should, 'cause nobody wants to hear that word, you know. And let me tell you something. The money junkies today, we have gone down 3,000 points on the Dow Industrial, I believe. I don't have it in front of me, but I think we're down 3,000 points. And people are going to start noticing that their 401ks are going up in smoke.
Yeah,
that's pretty interesting right now, and all because of this tariff. But this tax, okay. How about the UK? I heard the United Kingdom is going crazy right now because of these taxes, these tariffs. Why would that be? Do they import here a lot of that, or how would that upset the United Kingdom and Europe and stuff like that? Why would they be going crazy?
Well, they're exporting products to the United States, and the tariffs basically make them more expensive, which means U.S. companies are going to turn to alternative suppliers, and they're going to lose money. And we're already starting to see other countries are starting to slap the U.S. products with more tariffs. And so we're in a trade war, that's going to be very harmful. It's going to be a job killer. They're even saying that the Federal Reserve may be forced to back off from their promised rate hikes. And I understand that tariffs and protectionism are a good short-term solution, but our industry and our agriculture wasn't really positioned to take advantage of it. Yes, there have been a couple of steel factories that have reopened and an aluminum factory that's reopened, but our decay in manufacturing started over 30 years ago. And the factories aren't out there just waiting for somebody to unlock the door and turn the lights back on. Most of them are rusted hulks. In many cases, the machinery's been sold off to other countries or simply sold off as scrap metal. And it's going to take a long time to build this back up again.
Yeah, there was I live in Chicago, and there was I live on the south side of Chicago, but in the Bolingbrook area, which is a suburb of Chicago, Pactiv. Pactiv is a supplier of lids, straws, and plastic stuff for Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, huge. And they're going to be laying off. Maybe a lot of this business with tariffs is going to cause, like other industrial companies like Caterpillar, possibly, would you say, you know, to have to lay off? Or, it's a little bit beyond me. Trading, as far as borders go in our government. But is it, I thought it was more for the government, a benefit for them to receive the proceeds, the money that they're going to receive because of these tariffs. But evidently,
yes.
it's just to make it fair. It's supposed to, they're trying to make it fair, but it's going to make it worse, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, they've tried these tariff trade wars before. Bush did it, didn't work on out. And I disagree with Trump on this. If we weren't spending so much money in all these wars, we could rebuild our factories and become an industrial superpower again without the need of tariffs. Anyway, listen, Mike, I got to let you go. We're going to take a short break for commercials. We're going to come back with two more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines and get back to the news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phone line, somebody just sent me in a reference. And Mark in Georgia, if you are still listening to my show, you need to look for something called Zeta Boards, which offers free forum hosting. And I posted the link to Zeta Boards at whatreallyhappened.com so you can track that down. And because you're on a very tight budget right now, this may be the direction for you to go to get your forums. Set up, or your page set up here. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're going to take two more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines here because I got a lot to talk about. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That lady that called in and was kind of insistent on we don't need government, I don't know whether she's a libertarian or not. You know, it doesn't really matter. But you pointed out something about, well, how would you build a dam? Well, if you don't have government to actually, you know, put 100% of their effort into something like that, I mean, it'd be up to the rest of us. And honestly, Mike, I mean, how many people have you ever met in your whole life that really just don't give a damn? They don't care how
happens. Yeah, that's a big part of it.
You know?
Yeah, it's hard to get people to volunteer to do things like build roads and whatnot. You have to pay them. And that means you have to have a mechanism for collecting revenues in order to pay to build and then maintain the infrastructure that we all depend on. And again, my opinion is that government's rightful place is to organize for the community that which the community needs but cannot organize for itself. Anything above that, we don't need.
Well, that's exactly what we pay them for. That's why they're called civil servants. They do the work that needs to be done in our stead. And just before, I'm going to let you go, but I got a very simple question. What exactly is stopping the United States from building a high-speed rail from major city to major city all across the country? There's only one thing that's stopping it from happening.
And they're spending the money on war. They're spending the money on war. They're not building new infrastructure. They're not maintaining the old infrastructure. We're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's exactly where we are.
Yeah. Mike, let's just say, for instance, you know, back when the United States government used to print up its own currency, would you think that them funding a project like that would be inflationary?
Back when the U.S. Printed its own currency, basically the way it worked is there was always some inflation, but the currency had to be backed by silver. So the currency could only inflate as quickly as more silver could be acquired. And once the Federal Reserve came into existence, that common sense commodity limitation was absolutely removed. But obviously, as the population has grown throughout the history of our nation, the amount of currency in circulation has to increase with it. That's why the U.S. government had a tremendous interest in finding and developing silver mines. In fact, there were a couple of instances where certain states' path to statehood was accelerated because there were huge silver deposits on that land that the government needed to acquire in order to issue more currency.
I'm not even talking about backing the currency by anything. But let's just say you were to undertake, that kind of infrastructure development, the backing would be what you're building. But, I mean, so you have this private entity issuing the currency as a loan at interest. Now, governments being like the idiots that they are, they always overspend. And so what they end up having to do is to borrow to pay their debts from the year before. So you've got that interest thing happening, right?
Yes.
And so compared to building infrastructure that actually adds value to, the country as a whole, you have governments that are just, borrowing this currency to pay past debts.
And then they spend the rest on war in Israel and Wall Street. Somebody once said that giving the Congress more money is like handing a bottle of booze and the keys to the family car to a bunch of teenagers. And that does seem like that's the way they act.
Well, teenagers and drunks, right? I mean, it's like that guy in Shameless, right?
Yes.
Anyway, thanks a lot for the phone call, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to take one more phone call. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break, but let's at least get started.
Well, thank you. The caller was talking about, why do we need government? It's kind of like, well, why do we have to brush our teeth? I mean, the problem is, whether you believe in government or not, some other group of people is going to have a government, and they're going to decide at some point, or some existing government's going to decide, they want to come in and take what you have. They want it for themselves. It's like saying, well, I don't believe in violence. Well, that's great for you, but what happens when a group, a mob,
that's a very
comes
good
and
point.
They want to kick you out?
That's a very good point. Okay, Frank, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a while because I got a lot of news to get through before the lovely Lady Claire joins the show. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Right. Just to continue briefly here. The thing about it is I used to be a libertarian, and I felt for the whole Ron Paul thing and all of that, but then I came to see the error of my ways. And the fact is, might makes right. I don't like it. I wish it wasn't that way, but that's the way of this world that we're stuck in. I wish I could go to some other place, but the fact is we were not vigilant. We had a government, and what was required to keep a rational, somewhat just, fair, somewhat fair government in place was vigilance. And quite frankly, a willingness to use violence against those in our government who sought to corrupt that. And
well, hang on.
We had 1984.
Okay, I want to go back on there. I really don't like this talk of violence against the government for some very practical reasons. Apparently, some GOP congressman just had his life threatened. They've arrested that guy as well. No, the way it's supposed to work, the way it was set up to work by the founding fathers, is the people in government were selected by the general population through the election system. And if the people in government were doing a bad job, then we simply don't vote for them again. But we have got an election system that has become a farce, and it needs to be dealt with. And one of the campaign promises that Trump made that he so far doesn't seem to be keeping was that he was going to overhaul the election system into something that was a bit more honest and transparent, verifiable. And we now have people coming on out and saying this current election system is actually a threat to national security. It's that wide open to fraud. So that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way this country was set up. You elect somebody. If they do a good job, you elect them again. If they don't do a good job, you elect somebody else. And after a while, the message goes out to all the candidates. If you get elected, do the job the people sent you to do, and you'll get to keep your job. But today, unfortunately, it is all about money, power, and election rigging. And that's why the American people are disenfranchised. And I'm looking at the signs here, and I agree with everybody who says the United States is a collapsing empire. And history has shown that collapsing empires like to lash out at the rest of the world in their final death throes. Rome did it. Rome was in serious, serious trouble. What did they do? They started launching the war on Egypt and basically just accelerated the bankruptcy and the collapse of the Eastern Empire.
Well, of course, I'm speaking theoretically.
I'm sorry, the Western Empire. Western Empire. My mistake.
Yeah, I'm just speaking theoretically. I think we're beyond that at this point. We let it go too far. So,
I agree. We're just going to have to stand back and let it collapse. Okay, I think we just lost Frank. All right, we're closing the phone lines here because I got some news to get to. Now, not everybody in Europe is going along with this attempt to start a confrontation with Russia. Austria has said they are not going to expel any Russian diplomats. So there's a little bit of common sense coming out of Austria there. Now, over in Russia, they're beginning chemical warfare drills in Kursk. And basically, the drill is they are expecting to be on the receiving end of chemical weapons attacks. So the drill is basically going on out and setting up the infrastructure and going on out with detectors to see where the chemicals are and to follow the appropriate decontamination procedures. Down in Yemen, the Yemenis have fired a ballistic missile at Saudi oil giant Aramco's headquarters in Najran. Now, it appears to have not actually hit its target, but apparently Yemeni air defense forces backed by fighters from the Allied Popular Committees reportedly intercepted and shot down an F-15 fighter belonging to the Royal Saudi Air Force. But that's okay. Mohammed just bought a whole new bunch of replacement weapons from here in the United States of America. You remember Ahed Tamimi? She was the girl who slapped a soldier who had just shot a member of her family. And they reached a plea deal where she's going to serve 8 months in prison, which includes the 3 months she's already served. So she's going to be out in 5 months. And there was this video shot by her mother on a smartphone that went viral around the world. Well, now Israel has arrested the mother for releasing that video, which again shows Israel's disdain for freedom of speech. Now, again, we were talking earlier about this claim that the U.S. has been able to identify actual Iranian individuals who were trying to hack into U.S. computers, which is a very difficult claim to believe anyway, given their inability to find the ransomware authors. But apparently, the U.S. is now going to throw more sanctions onto Iran. It's just poke, poke, poke until Iran does something. Poke, poke, poke the Russians until the Russians do something. The only reason the war is not underway this very minute is the U.S. government is desperate to convince you, the American people, that the war is right, moral, just, and necessary. And most Americans are sick and tired of war. We've been at war in the current age for 18 years. That's longer than World War I and World War II put together. And everybody's tired of it. And everybody's tired of being lied into these wars. So, apparently, China has just revealed they have a new super tank, a main battle tank, and it's unmanned. It's totally robotic. Now, here's an article that came on out of antiwar.com, and it talks about the issue about how many times we have been lied into war. And it's a very, very long list. They don't even go back to things like the USS Maine or any of that. It's just all the recent times. Gulf of Tonkin, 1967. McNamara and LBJ knew the report of torpedoes was a mistake by an inexperienced sonar operator. But LBJ used it as an excuse to escalate the war. Now, when the Cold War ended about 1990, the CIA was so busy lying about Soviet power under Casey and Gates, they missed the fact that the USSR was about to fall. They're probably just as blind about the coming collapse of the U.S. The first Iraq War, 1990 to 1991, they lied about Iraqi preparations to invade Saudi Arabia. They faked satellite photos showing Iraqi tanks on the border of Saudi Arabia. Unfortunately, some magazine, I think they were in Florida, they bought time on one of the commercial space satellites and took pictures of the exact same area and showed the world. It was completely empty. And remember the incubator story that got us into the first Iraq War? That was a lie. It was crafted by Hill and Knowlton Public Relations. The so-called crying nurse wasn't really a nurse. She was a daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. Kosovo, they lied about how 100,000 Albanian Muslims were being slaughtered by the Serbs. In Afghanistan, lied about the Taliban wouldn't give up Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And, of course, links to 9/11. The second Iraq War claimed Iraq was making weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, and that they were allied with Al-Qaeda. And that one was nonsense. Al-Qaeda and Iraq were actually very hostile towards each other because Al-Qaeda was pushing for theocratic rule, and Iraq was one of the very few secular governments in the Middle East. Somalia in 2006, the Islamic Courts Union government was not truly in league with Al-Qaeda, which was the excuse used to go to war there. Libya lied that there was an impending genocide in eastern Libya. Syria 2013, the Al-Qaeda false flag sarin attack. Iraq War number 3. Yazidis on Mount Sinjar did not actually need rescuing. They were perfectly fine right where they are. Yemen in 2015, not really bad intel, but notably knew war would be long, bloody, and indecisive, and launched it anyway just to placate the Saudis. And, of course, the constant lies about Iran's intentions to build nuclear weapons and just fire them in all directions. They never had them. They weren't building them. The IAEA kept verifying. They kept going on over there and saying, there is nothing here except a nuclear power station and its support systems, which Iran is allowed to have under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And the CIA finally actually admitted openly in 2007 that all the talk about Iran's nuclear weapons was just a propaganda. So I ask you all again, pardon me, I ask you all again, how many more times do you have to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and say, I will not be lied to anymore? How many more of our young people have to die in wars started with lies, fraud, and deceptions before you will get angry about it? How much more of your hard-earned money are you willing to surrender to rain down fire, death, and destruction onto people in other countries who have not actually done anything wrong at all? So, it's really very troubling to see where we're going and how close we are and how it could easily spin out of control. Anyways, you probably already heard the Trump administration approves a $1 billion arms sale to Saudi Arabia, including more than 6,500 missiles. So Saudi Arabia is saying it's for their defense, but they're buying offensive weapons. Now, over in Bangladesh, apparently Rohingya teenagers fleeing from Myanmar are basically being trafficked for sex in Bangladesh. This coming out of BBC. It's horrible things. And I know the excuse is horrible things happen in war. Well, then let's stop having wars here. This one is very alarming. Reuters is reporting that Chinese newspapers are openly saying that China needs to prepare for military action over Taiwan. It's another hot button. And again, Trump basically provoked the situation by approaching Taiwan diplomatically, and this after all the fuss over those islands in the South China Sea. So everybody's talking about this $1.3 trillion bill to fund the government, mostly the military, between now and the end of the year. And the spending bill funds everything but the United States. I mean, the Democrats got a lot of the stuff that they wanted. That was a tremendous disappointment. The funding for Trump's wall is not included. And Trump basically caved on in, and he signed this. And it's a huge amount of that money goes to the military. Also, inside that omnibus bill, Congress gave itself a bonus. And they snuck in a couple of additional provisions that had nothing to do with the economy, including a push for a national gun registry and what's called the Cloud Surveillance Act, which says the U.S. government has the authority to hack into data servers anywhere on the world and gather information regardless of what that nation's own privacy laws say. I think those other countries are going to say that's a violation of our national sovereignty. Over in Great Britain, the number of children in poverty surges by 100,000 in just a year. It's a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's where we are here. Peter Schiff is out there saying stock market and cryptocurrency bubbles have popped. We're going to see how fast they deflate. And yes, the Dow was off 400 again today. Let me get that exact number here. Normally, the plunge protection team will have they'll massage the market for a happy ending, so all the money junkies can have a relaxing weekend. But yeah, the Dow closed 424 down, NASDAQ down 174, S&P 500 down 55. So they couldn't get that back up there again. Peter Schiff is out there saying something I've been saying all along. There's a big problem with the economy, and that is Americans are broke. The machine that sucks all the wealth out of the American people for the money junkies and the war machine has succeeded. We're all living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, just getting by with our basic bills. And that's why retail is collapsing left and right. And Schiff is predicting there's going to be another Great Depression, and it's going to be much, much worse than what happened in the 1930s. I hope he's wrong, but I have no reason to think that he is. Danielle Park is out there saying that rising interest rates, a warning sign to all, although we're getting a report that because of the looming tariff war, that the Federal Reserve may back off on the rising of interest rates. Mortgage debt outstanding has now surpassed the 2008 peak, and the quality of the corporate debt market is deteriorating badly. We're heading into another major shakeup. These Wall Street money junkies, they did not learn anything from 2008, and government refused to basically do anything about the problem. They didn't learn anything because they didn't feel the pain. You did. Your families did. All Americans, ordinary Americans did, because the government went on in and bailed them out. Now, over in China, their stock market took a nosedive on the news of the U.S. tariffs. And Albert Edwards is out there saying, in effect, there's an ice age coming. Basically, that this tariff war is going to basically shut down the global economy or seriously reduce it. Now, this is directly opposite of what the globalists want. And apparently, Trump is starting to feel the pressure on this because he's now suspended tariffs on several nations until May. But he didn't include China or Japan on that list. And China is now hitting back at Trump's trade offensive with a $3 billion list of 128 U.S. goods, including pork, apples, and wine, that now face higher tariffs. We'll be right back after these words.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
America, welcome back to the show. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. we're seeing the coldest March here in Hawaii that since we've moved here, and apparently Central Park got 8.4 inches of snow. They haven't seen snow like that in 130 years. Apparently, they're getting rare March snow in North Africa, southern Spain, on the French beaches. So, gosh darn that human caused global warming here. Now, Obama's former campaign director has come on out acknowledging that Facebook was on our side. And the funny thing is, when Obama was harvesting Facebook data, everybody cheered. They thought it was a great idea. He was just so clever. But now they have the latest Facebook data leak. They're linking it to Trump and saying, bad Trump, bad Trump. Forgetting, of course, the Democrats were also doing exactly the same thing. Now, a lot of people are starting to disconnect from Facebook. Their stock price is still in decline. And Elon Musk has deleted the SpaceX and Tesla Facebook pages. He's going to go someplace else. Wherever he goes, I think that's where I'm going to go as well. Now, Germany is demanding answers over the Facebook data breach, because not everybody whose data was leaked to Cambridge Analytica lived in the United States of America. So, according to their Justice Minister, Katarina Barley, the Cambridge Analytica scandal bombarded users with hate speech. Now, Israeli hackers reportedly offered this Cambridge Analytica private info on two heads of state. And apparently the directors of the company instructed the staff to use data provided by hackers. Now, the ex-Israeli spy chief is now recruiting hackers for a new cybersecurity firm. Supposedly they want real hackers so they know how to protect from them. I would venture to suggest that maybe they're setting up yet another hacking operation. Because there is a war on between the corporate media and the independent media. Governments are really discovering that the internet has become a threat to their maintaining control over their populations. But I think the cat is out of the bag. The horse has left the barn. We already have a deeply skeptical, mistrusting global population. And that's a healthy thing. A skeptical people are a free people. Meanwhile, in Sweden, cryptocurrency hacking has gone through the roof. And apparently it's become a major problem. There's a lot of malware out there that steals your computer cycles to mine cryptocurrency for the hackers. And the same people who claim they can identify the Iranian hackers, they can't find these cryptocurrency bandits. All right, there's the music. Time for us to have a station identification. And when we come on back, we will have the lovely Lady Claire.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.